Ellicott Development's planning new townhouses and potentially another high-rise on the waterfront. But the two projects it just took to the Zoning Board of Appeals were brownfields, a building at Niagara and Busti vacant for 20 years, and a vacant field on Ohio Street unused for far longer. That's a plan which might take some years to gradually fill in the space between the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association and a new city park. Ellicott's development director, Thomas Fox, says the plan reflects major changes on the Buffalo River.
Just to the north you have Riverworks. A lot of activity along the river the past few years, the kayaking, that sort, and other investments up and down the river. So we feel like it's a great time to bring this project to fruition.
On the other side of the rowing club, developer Sam Savarino is putting 78 units on the site of the old Erie Freight House. Both projects will be renting next year when the city's mammoth rebuilding of Ohio Street is done, making it a better street to live along. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.